his teenage years, John lied about his age in order to get a job as a night watchman on the Delta Queen, a steam-wheeled passenger boat. He used to take his banjo and hang out in the cookhouse learning tunes. He was as enamored with steamboats as he was bluegrass, and this situation was the perfect opportunity to kindle a young boy's big dreams. During the decade after Aeroplane, still living comfortably off the royalties from Gentle on My Mind, Hartford fulfilled one of those boyhood dreams and got his riverboat pilot's license. For several years in between touring, he worked on the Julia Belle Swan and other boats up and down the Mississippi, Illinois, and Tennessee rivers. Working as a pilot is a labor of love, he said. After a while, it becomes a metaphor for a whole lot of things. And I find for some mysterious reason that if I stay in touch with the river, things seem to work out all right. Something else he did during those years was to perfect his solo performance skills. Dressed in a white shirt, a vest, and a bowler hat, he sang, rapped, fiddled, picked, and danced. His contract with venues had only a couple demands, the most important being that the venue had to provide a new sheet of grade A premium plywood for him to dance on, with a floor mic pointed at it. He also had a pickup mounted in his fiddle that allowed him to freely roam off the plywood, off the stage, and into the audience if he chose. He is said to have once started a 1,000-person conga line at an amphitheater in Colorado. He captured the magic of these performances in a completely solo album, Mark Twang, recorded live in the studio, complete with the same foot stomping, rapping, and dancing as his stage shows. Having left Warner Brothers, he released the album on the Flying Fish label, and it won the Grammy in 1976 for Best Folk Album.